This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas Planned Parenthood affiliate must repay $1.4 million after participating in Medicaid fraud. A whistleblower exposed a massive and elaborate fraud scheme, which included illegal federal reimbursement for abortions that were undeclared. Why pro-life advocates say abortion exploits and hurts women is clearly demonstrated in a story involving NBA players and a woman who got an abortion to ostensibly save the relationship with her NBA boyfriend. Jill Stanek uncovered court documents showing a soap opera cast of characters, including two famous NBA players, an attorney, one NBA player's wealth manager, and a woman who admitted being forced into an abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other stories, a campaign is underway to identify and expose media outlets for not objectively reporting the facts of abortion. LifeNews.com has a link to the March on Media campaign. A bill in Congress seeks to restore the pro-life Mexico City policy on abortion, and the Planned Parenthood affiliate in Seattle is fighting to keep public health information about abortions out of the public eye. Friday morning, Planned Parenthood will ask King County Superior Court Judge Dean Lum to block state public disclosure laws. This has been Life News Radio.